Father, we're just coming to you in the precious name of Jesus. We're so thankful, Lord, that we can praise you and rejoice in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, that you've made every provision for us, Lord. And we just rest in you. You are truly the author and finisher of our faith. You are our high tower, our shield and buckler. You are, Jesus, that brother, that one that sticks closer than a brother, that loves us and is for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Father, in Jesus' name, let your word be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. And all glory be to the name of Jesus. And stir hearts, Lord. Stir all hearts, Lord. For it is time to redeem the time, Lord. Oh, Lord, just have your way. Have your way with your word. This is your word. And we uplift the name of Jesus. And Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
I've been watching all those praying to get filled this week, and what encouragement is. What encouraged me as an old man, I remember coming down to camp myself from the time I was 13 till 60. But I didn't come every year. But the thing about camp is where you can gather together with one another who of like-minded faith, gather together in his love and by his spirit and nothing else. Zechariah 4:6, it says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit saith the Lord of hosts, by him and on his power alone. Our power will fail. I fail every day. I fail all the time. But his power, his extending power, his power like dynamite is for us. And he wants us to know who we are in him. I'm going to go over to Acts chapter 19, verse 2 through 6. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples. And when he called them disciples because they were brethren. And he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And I'm going to jump down to verse 6. And when Paul laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. The Holy Spirit, who is the Comforter, he could not come until Jesus departed. And he had told his disciples, if he didn't go away, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, would not come. I'm going to read a few verses here. In John 14:16, he says, and this is the promise of the Spirit, and he says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. In verse 26, but the Comforter, who is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Then in 15:26, it says, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, of Jesus. Then in John 16, verse 13, it says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Hallelujah. Without any effort from us, God has gave us the Holy Spirit that we can grow up unto him in all things. And why was the Holy Ghost sent? He was sent to teach us all things concerning him, that we could grow up unto him in all things. We want to come before his altar with praise and thanksgiving. In Psalms 138, verse 12, it says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Sometimes we're afraid to speak out loud of ourselves and worry about what people think of us, worry about who's looking at me, especially when you're down here at this altar. And he just wants us to pour our hearts out to him, and just praise him and thank him. Thank him for who he is and how much he loved us. Jesus loves us so much that he died for us, and he wanted us to have the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to go over and I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. And it says, till we all come in to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And he wants us to grow up in that, and the only way that we can have that is by the Holy Spirit. If you have not been filled with the Holy Spirit, you cannot grow up into all these. You cannot know, you cannot even begin to imagine what he wants to do in you, through you, to grow you up into his perfect and full love, his fullness. And this is only by his Spirit. In Ephesians 2:5, he says, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed to us, unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. And it's always by his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and height of his love, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. And in that, it's nothing we can do, but only by his Spirit. And when we praise him, when we praise the name of Jesus, seeking him, seeking the Holy Spirit, it's with our whole heart. And as we read Ephesians 3:2, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me toward you, how that by the revelation he made known unto me the mystery. And as I wrote in a few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which was not in other ages and was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by his Spirit. Myself, I'm so thankful. Thankful knowing that the only way that we can grow up into Christ is through him and by his Spirit. And he just wants us to seek him, praise him. And it's by his power only by his power.
Father,
in Jesus' name, Lord, I know it's not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. And of these young people, what I want to impart on them more than anything is to seek him now in the days of your youth. To seek him now, to encourage one another toward the things of God, toward Jesus, and nothing but. And to love one another. To love one another. Because if you love your brother, you'll love Christ, who you haven't seen. Love. And only by receiving the Holy Spirit can you gain that divine love. And loving one another, loving each other in Christ as brethren, and no other way, but just by love. And love, the love of Christ, not the love of man, but the love of Christ is what will enrich our lives and will grow us up into him and to all things. And he would have us to know the promises that he has for us is to be worshipers, to be workers, and that is all by his might, all by his power. And I praise him and thank him. Thank him for the message we have, the message of truth, the meat that we had up here all this week. Praise him and thank him. Hallelujah. Lord, I know, we know, that we can't do anything without you. Cannot do anything. When the moment we think it's in our own strength, you'll stumble. It's like I'm doing now. And he has to show and reveal himself constantly to me, how that I have to be decreased and he must increase. And he must increase where it's in love, his love. But, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we're so thankful in Jesus, Lord, that only you and you alone, by your Spirit, can cause us to be true worshipers that worship you in spirit and in truth, by the precious Holy Spirit. Whenever you would look about yourself and look at anything about yourself other than Christ, we fail. If you look at anything other than his word and his promises and not stand on them, not stand on his promises, because it's all in Christ and nothing of our own ability. And I want the young people to especially know that you can call up him at any time, any place, anywhere. And he's there to meet your every need because he loves you so much. And he wants you to know that he's got a place for you and he's got a calling. And that calling is to have his best. And that best is his bride. And he wants us to grow in grace and knowledge of him. And it's only by his word,
His word, His spirit, that we can grow. You know, when all my life, whenever I did anything without seeking Him or seeking Him in His word, would it lead to failure. And even when I thought I was seeking Him and seeking His word, I still failed. But it is only by His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that we can learn to not depend on anything about ourselves. Anything, no strength, but only in Christ. Hallelujah. We cannot grow up into Jesus and to know the depth of His love, but for by His Spirit. Over and over is by His Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Father, these are Your children, these young people. And Lord, I want them to be lifted up to You and encourage them, Lord. Encourage them to come down here and worship. Worship Jesus and stir up the gift for you that have already been filled and those that maybe don't see the need to just to come and worship, because He's a God of worship, and we only can worship in one way, and in spirit and truth, and to seek Him, to seek His face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, there may be some here tonight who've never heard of Your message. Let me give you the example. Let me speak that message of what the infilling is. Acts. In Acts 1:8. But Jesus told His disciples, "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and unto Judea and unto Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And in Acts 2:4, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And now when they noised abroad, and they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven, and that the tongue you receive is a new tongue that He gives you, as you receive the Holy Spirit, praising Jesus' name. And now, when this noise was abroad, the multitude came together and was confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, 'Behold, are not all these men Galileans? And how we hear every man in our own tongue where we were born, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and the dwellers of Mesopotamia, in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, in Phrygia, Pamphylia.'" This was all the known world at the time. "But yet they heard men speaking their language." And it says, And Cretans and Arabians, "We do hear them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God." The wonderful works of God. Praising Him. Praising Him and thanking Him in their new language. that they received when they received the Holy Spirit. And in that, the Gentiles will first receive the Holy Spirit in Acts 10:44 at the house of Cornelius. Jesus. Jesus. He wants us to worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Come to the altar and worship him. Hallelujah. Come to the altar and worship him. Come. Come and worship. He's here to meet you. He's here to meet your every need. All, come and worship. Worship Jesus. Come and seek the Holy Spirit. Come. Come and worship at the altar. Coming and bowing at the altar is submission. Submission unto him. And let him freely give you the Holy Spirit.